This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. Across the country, people in the LGBTQ community and its allies are grappling with the fact that our nation's most deadly mass shooting appears to have been specifically targeted to those people. In Springfield, a vigil was held at Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Congregation last night, and one of the area's most visible and longtime LGBTQ activists was there. He says he doesn't want a crime targeting a specific segment of society to result in more hatred toward mainstream Muslims. He joins us now.
Hi, this is Buff Carmichael. I have been an activist in the LGBT community in Springfield since 1993. I published Prairie Flame, the downstate LGBT newspaper, from 1996 to 2008, and am now retired.
And so explain for us what exactly took place in the vigil that was held last night in response to the mass shooting in Orlando.
The minister at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Congregation felt that it was appropriate and fitting for the religious community to acknowledge what had happened and to provide an opportunity for people to express their hurt, their anger, their frustration. And on very, very short notice, we got word out social media as quickly as we could. And it was just an opportunity for us to light 50 candles in memory of the 50 people who lost their lives initially.
For you, does this seem like a setback when it comes to the acceptance of LGBTQ people in America and their rights? Or does it seem more like a tragic yet isolated incident by an extremist?
I think it is one man's radicalism. At the same time, I don't want to downplay the fact that it's the worst direct target on LGBT people since the Holocaust. Never has it been this severe since Hitler. One of my personal concerns, we have some wonderful, wonderful people in this country who are Muslim, and I do not want this to become an anti-Muslim crusade. I don't want to downplay that it was an anti-LGBT issue.
There was a huge turnout for people who wanted to donate blood for the
Yes.
survivors of this massacre. And there are rules prohibiting gay men who admit to being sexually active within the last year, at least that's my understanding, from donating blood. And
Right.
And for some, you know, I saw some people saying this is really almost a salt in the wound, you know, that we
Yes.
can't help support our own community in this situation. Was that something that struck you as well?
It struck me as well. I've been on the battlefield on that issue for a long, long time. When HIV and AIDS first became an issue in our community, it started out as a voluntary suggestion that we discontinue giving blood. And we did that. And then they decided to make it a rule. But then when they developed the technology to screen all of the blood anyway, then it became a stupid rule. And it has continued to be a useless rule for years. And many, many gay men were very large blood donors, myself included, up to the point that we were asked to discontinue it. I understand in Orlando, they did waive the requirement yesterday, and I think that's as it should be, but it should have been waived a long time ago, and not just in Orlando, everywhere.
You came out as a gay man, and at the time, it was not as common for gay people to be out, especially in areas like downstate Illinois. Have you seen significant changes, though, even in our area here in Springfield and the rest of downstate? Have you seen significant change for the better?
So many people in this community were so very, very closeted when I first arrived here. And I think the fact that I was not sort of gave some people, well, they haven't killed Buff. Maybe it's safe for me to come out. And downstate Illinois has been extremely good to me. So I don't feel fear when I walk down the street. Now, as was said by several people already, for years and years, we have felt fear everywhere we went because there were people that were out to attack us. And so we have gone to gay clubs because we could be with other people who would not be offended by our actions and our relationships. And we felt safe in an environment that was ours. And the very fact that this happened in a place that's supposed to be a place of safety and security for LGBT people is like unto an attack in a place whether a church or a synagogue or something. Yeah, it's not supposed to happen in that way.
And so you mentioned that the Phoenix Center in Springfield will also be holding a vigil at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night. You know, any other ways that this might bring the community together that you see going forward?
I've been thinking very much along the lines of what has happened as a result of the tragic death of Matthew Shepard. And I think things like this and like that issue tend to bring us together. You know, there have always been those people who hated us, and they're not going to go away. But when things like this happen, the people who have never had an opinion one way or the other tend to reject those who take actions like this and come more and more to support us. And that's where a lot of our gains over the years have come from. People who never really had an opinion about it until someone they loved died of AIDS, or someone they loved was injured in a hate crime, or someone they loved was attacked. These things, as sad and tragic as they are, I think they tend to bring us together and make us stronger people. I've been thinking very much about the responders, the police officers, the ambulance people, all of those who came to that scene. A lot of them may not like gay people, may not be our good friends, but they set aside their personal prejudices and their personal safety to go into a place of danger to do their job. And I think that's all the LGBT community expects of everyone, is that we all work together and set aside our personal feelings in times of difficulty.